Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Sarah.
I'm Liz.
And this is the It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast. Hello, everyone. It's been a couple of weeks.
We are releasing this episode one day late, so thank you everyone for your patience. We have a kind of, I think, fun topic today, potentially, sort of melding together mine and Sarah's interests of pop culture and mental health. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We came up with a couple of things to talk about, but we're always open to, like, please DM us, comment on the post, tell us what you want us to talk about. We're always receptive. Before we get started with the episode, we want to remind everyone about our sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online counseling service. They are not a helpline. They have a number of licensed counselors, and they've been adding counselors every month because it's a really popular time to see therapists. There's a lot of transitions happening in the world, and Sarah and I have always advocated for therapy, and we know that virtual therapy is a great option. So if you're interested, you can get 10% off your first month of service if you go to betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com/itsfine for 10% off your first month. Should we do peek and pit? Okay. So my pit is I had such horrible anxiety this past Sunday night. Like, it's partially, I think, circumstantial, and also just partially like just having really bad physical anxiety. It hasn't been that bad in a really long time. And I'm very privileged and fortunate because my dad's a doctor. So, like, even if he can't do anything, like prescribe me anything, he's really helpful to call and, like, tell me what options are. So that was particularly helpful. And this isn't the peak, but, like, I feel a lot better today. And it just, sometimes you just have to, like, sit through it. My peak is the vibes in New York City are fabulous. We got news that apparently today, when this episode comes out, they're, like, lifting the entire citywide mask mandate.
No way.
Yeah. And they said in most public spaces, which includes, I believe, like, restaurants, stores, which is really, really exciting.
Oh, indoor?
Indoors.
No way.
Yeah, I could be wrong. So no one, like, I'm not the CDC, so, like, don't listen to me. I'm just saying this is, like, exciting if true.
Yeah.
It's just, but even still, like, it's just the weather's nice. There's so many people outside, but not too much where I'm just like, ew.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's my peak. How about you?
That's awesome. I'm really glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
When you're anxious, I'm anxious.
Yes. We have the same brain, body and soul.
Yeah. And I'm so happy about the mask mandate. I mean, to be honest, like, I'm still seeing people, like, we don't need to wear masks outside if we're vaccinated, but a lot of people are still doing it. And I understand there's going to be, like, a transition period. People are not just ready to, like, rip them off.
Yeah.
But it's nice to know that, like, science literally tells us we can.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not just, like, people are like, you don't have to wear it. It's like, no, the CDC says.
Totally.
So even though it's probably going to take some time, like, I'm just really happy we're getting to this place.
Agreed.
Like, I actually was in the park on Saturday afternoon with an old friend of mine, C. Grunis, and we, like, were walking together, and there was a tent set up, and these people, like, people were literally just asking strangers in the street, hi, have you been vaccinated? No. And they had a tent where you could just pop in, get your Johnson & Johnson, and leave. Like, a couple months ago, it was like, if you got the vaccine, it was like, how did you get it?
Totally.
Now they're in the streets being like, hi, did you get vaccinated? Hi, did you get vaccinated? And, like, everyone would just plop in, get the shot, and go. I was astounded. I was like, go New York.
Definitely.
You know?
Hopefully, you know, that means, it does unfortunately mean that the demand is slowing down a little bit. So I hope more people want to get vaccines, because, like, they have all the supply and now they're just, like, doling it out. But they also said that teenagers can now get it, which is exciting. I think, like, 12 to 16.
It's great.
Yeah, but you didn't. But that's not your peak or pit.
No. Okay. You're right. My pit is a little bit sad. It's actually very sad. So I'm sorry for bringing down the mood. But a friend of mine, she's a distant friend of mine. We're not, like, very close. But I just found out that her cancer has just gotten much worse. And you know, we're not close friends. Like, I've only really met her a couple times. But she's someone that I've thought about for, like, many years, and I often keep her in my thoughts and in my prayers. I know that sounds generic, but, like, I truly keep her name in my prayers all the time. And it's been an ongoing battle. She's like super healthy, 26, normal girl. Yeah, it's just very upsetting. And it really like puts things in perspective. It's like, why do some people have to go through that and other people don't? Like the nicest, sweetest, innocent people, like it's so unfair. Thinking about her a lot and praying for her. But speaking of prayer, my peak is that I spent a ton of time this week honing in on my faith and like doing things in my religion practice. And it is just so fulfilling. Like it is so unbelievable what it's done for me. And I know that religion can be like a tricky topic to people. It's not like, you know, everyone has a different opinion on religion. But in my opinion, like if you find something that gives you purpose, whatever that is, philanthropy, whatever it is, if you find something that gives you purpose, like double down on it, because it's so rewarding. And it's like, it's kind of like that conversation we've had about happiness versus meaning. Mm-hmm. And when you shift gears from chasing happiness, Jonas Brothers, to chasing meaning, it like fulfills your whole life. And it turns these like, obviously you know life is hard and like things are challenging, but when you have meaning, you feel like fulfilled regardless of how hard things are.
Yeah.
And I've just found such an unbelievable community of people. And like every time I go, I meet someone new and like we're instantly best friends because those are the vibes there. Like everyone's young, everyone's just like happy to be there. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it so much. So yeah, that's my peak.
Well, that's a low and a high. I'm sorry to hear about your friend. I didn't know that. Your distant friend. That's very, very, very sad. And it does put things into perspective.
Yeah.
Also happy to hear about, well, I knew all of this already, but happy to hear about your spiritual journey, your routine, your times at the old house.
Thanks.
So should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
I think the first thing that I want to talk about is I watched, and you don't need to have watched this to talk or about it or listen, but I watched Hailey Bieber's, she had like a two-part very short series on mental health, cancel culture, and social media, and she had a psychiatrist on to like sort of help facilitate the conversation. And you know, I actually hadn't watched anything on Hailey Bieber's channel before. You know, for someone who's pretty well versed in pop culture, and I really like think Hailey Bieber is like so pretty and cool, I don't like really keep up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so someone recommended this video to me and I found it fascinating. I thought she was, I really, really do recommend that people watch it. I found her to be extremely articulate and calming. What I will say is the most interesting tidbit was that she said she doesn't go on social media. She doesn't go on Instagram from Monday to Friday. So just interesting pop culture tidbit, because like if you're ever scrolling Instagram and see a post from her Monday through Friday, like that's her team, not mm-hmm. her. And she only goes on Instagram Saturday to Sunday. She said she doesn't go on Twitter at all anymore. She said the thought of it like gives her anxiety.
Wow.
And it was interesting from both a mental health and pop culture perspective, because she talks about this idea of comparison. And I immediately was like, you know, everyone is comparing her to Selena Gomez and like,
oh wow.
And just her, you know, any woman, any person goes on social media and you immediately, human nature, compare yourself to other people. So that was a really interesting conversation. I don't know if you watched it, but I don't know if you had anything to say about it.
I didn't watch it. And like the more I think about the topic, like all these things are kind of popping into my head right now.
Totally.
But on that specific topic alone, like I didn't watch it, but it's so interesting because I think a lot of people, including myself, are so quick to say like, why would she be insecure? Like she's so stunning.
Right.
And like she's like married to Justin Bieber.
Right.
And like they have this like adorable relationship. But I forget that she's just like human and a woman, and her boyfriend's ex like wrote a song about, like, you know what I mean? There was so much that happened and went down, and like it's nice to hear that like celebs have mental health tips too.
Yeah. And it really just humanized, like one thing I really dislike that the general public has sort of adopted is this idea that like celebrities are immune to
yeah
criticism or to like being bullied. Like, that's absolutely not true. And I also disagree. People are like, oh, well, they open their lives up to us, so like we have a right. Like, no, you don't. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. Certainly you have a right to, like, if someone says something offensive, or that's a difference. I'm not talking about like accountability. I'm talking about like, just because someone opens up their life to you doesn't mean you like give you the right to be like the jury on their life. I think about Khloe Kardashian and Jordan Woods with this literally all the time, because everyone was like, oh, like she opens up her life to us. But like, that doesn't mean you should be messaging her, tweeting at her, like, I don't know, just saying nasty things. Like, she sees it. Right. And I wish I could tell Khloe, like, delete your Twitter.
Right.
But, you know, like any person, it's very hard to delete social media. It's like addicting. And also with Jordan, like, I, not to get into that whole feud, but I really do feel that way. Like, I don't care what someone, I really don't care like what someone does in their personal life. If it doesn't, like, if it's not a crime, it doesn't affect me, it's not offensive. Like, why are we all like deciding to chime in?
I would love to know what Jordan Woods did to protect her mental health after that all happened. And by protect, I mean like reboot her mental health.
Right. Like, what do you do?
What do you do? I mean, even like Olivia Jade.
I was
like,
just thinking that.
I'm sure people are listening to this being like, but her mom. It's like, there's a difference between doing something wrong and then being, trigger warning, suicidal. Like,
right.
Does no one see the nuance here? Like, does no one see the middle ground? Because there has to be some middle ground between holding someone accountable and then driving them to feeling like they don't deserve to live.
Right.
You know?
Completely.
And we
agree.
Do that to celebrities all the time. And our society is obsessed with making celebrities feel like they don't deserve to take up space. And like, yeah, they make mistakes. I'm not saying, yeah, let's forgive them and move on. But I don't know. There has to be a middle ground. Like, it can't be one or the other. You know,
I agree completely. And I love that you brought up Olivia Jade, because it's like such a no pun intended, but like a rich topic to talk about. Like, there's so much to unpack.
Yeah.
And I think this is like the perfect thesis of my life. It's like, I don't love what her family did. I don't know whether she was complicit in it. She's extremely privileged. That doesn't mean I think that like she deserved to have everything. Like, not even, I'm not talking about the commercial stuff, but the comments, the relentless that people are. Like, she'll post something on TikTok that's so benign, and all of the comments are still about like the rowing picture, or like, just let it be. Like, I really don't understand. She and also, I really admired her going on Red Table Talk. I think that that was an insanely brave thing to do.
Yeah.
And okay, let's say she did everything wrong. Let's say she was totally complicit in this scheme. She was 18. Right. So can we like you're so right about the middle ground, because it's, you cannot like what someone did. You can choose to disengage, unfollow. But then this, like, I hate when people are saying mean things to them, like sending death threats, and then other people in the public arena are commenting, oh, well, I don't feel bad for her because this. It's like, what? Like, why?
Yeah.
You know, what happens to this idea of empathy? And not just empathy for people who are perfect and never make mistakes.
Yes.
Empathy for like a human being who
is a human being.
Is a human being and probably feels immense shame already.
Yeah.
So like, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And like, there's a difference. This is why people need nuance, because there's also a difference between doing something that's like harmful to another community,
right,
or offensive, or like, you know, goes against like actual human rights.
Right.
What she did is like super annoying and privileged, and like her family, I'm sure took a spot of someone else who deserved it more, but like they didn't like do anything that like, I'm not defending their actions. I'm just saying it's what they did does not deserve the level of hate that they received.
I agree. I agree.
There has to be a difference between holding someone accountable and sending them death threats. Like, I have to believe we're better than that.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. And I think a lot of the arguments that people made against the like Massimo and Lori Loughlin were really valid about like how they sort of represent this idea that like white privilege, and like you can, you know, there's people who go to jail for like trying to send like black women who try to go to jail for like sending their kids to like trying to get their kids into a good school district. But my opinion was always like, and this is not a, like a political or legal discussion, but it's like, I don't think either of the I'm recognizing the Lori Loughlin white privilege situation, what this represents. Yes. But I also agree with you that like that still doesn't mean like they all deserve to die. That's, or that like people yeah. should send them messages. And like you can fight for the justice of people who have been wrongly targeted by the justice system or who have not benefited from this privilege that they have and still like not send messages yes. about them dying.
And like, also like there's also, I'm not saying send death threats to their parent, to her parents, but like, again, there's also a difference between sending death threats to the young. Okay, again, like I'm not saying she's completely innocent, but like there's no way she's as guilty as her parents.
Right, I completely agree.
Why are you sending her these messages as if like her prefrontal cortex isn't even developed yet?
I know.
Like, I mean, if someone sent me death threats, God forbid, when I was 18, I'm like, I'm just saying like I already struggle with my mental health and that would have made things so much worse because you're young and you're already trying to figure out like who you are. And like, I really want to reiterate, I'm not saying they're free of blame. They should definitely be held accountable. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be, but there is, I hope that everyone listening is nodding their head saying, yes, there is a difference between death threats and holding someone accountable.
And like there's a spectrum of crimes that people do.
Yeah.
Or wrongs. And like we somehow have put them all in the same category.
Yes.
I don't know what the solution is. I don't see people you know, the video with Hailey Bieber, the psychiatrist also talked about cancel culture. And she was just saying like, first of all, you shouldn't be answering to like the people on social media.
Yeah.
And people have come up with this idea that like, oh, if you're an influencer or you're a content creator, like we have the right to like you open yourself up and advertise to us. So then we can like criticize you. Sure. You can criticize a person, say you have this platform, maybe try to use it this way.
Yeah.
But once again, I don't think that someone opening up and sharing their lives with you gives you the right to, I think it makes people feel like they know you.
Yeah.
And then they also see, you know, influencers, even me, like I don't consider myself a big influencer, but my Instagram is very curated and like mm-hmm. I love like fashion. That's like my outlet for, that's like my creative yeah. space. And I think a lot of people see that as like she lives this life of like wearing cute outfits or like going out to dinner with her friends. And like, I don't know how many times people need to say this, but that is like specifically a highlight reel of my life, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, where was I getting with that? Oh, When people consistently follow you and they see that about you, they cannot wait for the moment that something about your life is imperfect.
Yeah.
They can't wait for it. And it's this like,
they're waiting on it.
They're waiting. Yeah. And it's this mob mentality. And the psychiatrist also said people get rewarded for the canceling. Like
yes.
you, when you make a comment that's, you know, you're trying to be funny or you're trying to be like whatever, like cancel her
mm-hmm.
and people like it, it's instant gratification. It's a reminder that this behavior is rewarded by the public. And it's frankly like so disgusting. I hate it. And I actually deleted my Instagram for like just a couple of days because I don't have a choice. Like I will go on it no matter what. Like it could be the best times, the worst times, I'm on the app. So yeah. I just had to delete it.
Yeah.
For a couple of days. It was taking a toll on me.
I'm very proud of you. That's not an easy thing to do. I'm Thank so you. Addicted to social media and it's like so detrimental to my mental health. And like I see a clear difference in my day when I'm on it and when I'm not.
Totally.
And guess which one is better.
Yeah.
Something I wanted to add on to this point was, okay, I'm not saying I've never judged or criticized these young TikTokers, but like, damn, it must be hard to be 16 years old and a TikTok influencer because the TikTok comments are ruthless.
They're disgusting.
And okay, Nessa Barrett, do you know who Nessa is?
Sure do.
Okay, so Nessa Barrett is a TikToker who has been very, very vocal about mental health. She struggles with BPD.
Borderline personality disorder.
Thank you. Borderline yeah. personality disorder.
It's a tough one.
And she's very vocal about it. And I think that, okay, so she recently did something. I don't know if anyone follows TikTok drama, but she recently, like, she was dating this guy, Josh. And Josh like was so in love with her and she basically left Josh for his best friend Jaden. And Nessa is the type of person, as I mentioned, she's very vocal about her mental health, but because she did that thing to Josh, everyone, I mean, this girl gets like thousands and thousands of TikTok comments and they were all like, the girl who cries mental health, like, guess who's the bad person now? Like, I, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just 100% never ending comments of like telling, like sending her death threats, telling her she didn't deserve to live. Then when she like speaks about her mental health, they're like, you always play the victim. Guess, look what you did to Josh. And it's like, listen, was I like a little invested in the situation where I was like, damn, she really shouldn't have done that to my boy Josh. But like, it doesn't mean you should send her death threats. It's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same thing I'm saying as Olivia, as anyone else. Like, I just noticed that like Nessa, like I liked her for a while because she was very vocal about mental health. And I think that like, that's a really brave thing to do, as she literally just turned 18. Like, that's a brave thing to do as an 18-year-old on social media. She's struggled with body image her whole life. She's, again, she has BPD. Like, it's scary to be vocal about this on TikTok, especially when TikTokers are just like so ruthless about shaming you. And it's so much easier on TikTok to hide behind a screen. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, like, you kind of, if you have an Instagram, you most likely are posting your face. So it's not, as, unless you have like a Finsta, but it's not as easy to be like, you know what I mean?
No, I do.
On TikTok, like, it's like, you know, you don't need a post to have a TikTok.
Right.
So like, people will just have TikToks and they don't post anything. They don't show their face and they rip this girl apart. And I'm just like scared for her, like legitimately.
There's also like, it's not even just the death threats. It's like the accumulation of mean comments mm-hmm. can also take a toll on people. And that's another thing. It's like, well, people are saying, oh, well, like, she deserves to be called out or whatever. Okay. Like, just keep in mind, she gets tens of thousands of comments. Like, mm-hmm. at a certain point, can we be done with like that stage of calling someone out?
Right.
I was also going to say something about, I saw Addison posted a TikTok of like her outfit that she wore at the awards or whatever, and people didn't like it. And like, literally the top comments were like, literally famous for nothing. Like, real, what is this outfit? Like, this generation who
they body shame.
They body shame her. This generation who claims to be so like tolerant and, you know, accepting is like the most bad. And they do it. The worst part is they do it like in the name of like, they're acting like mm-hmm. they're doing it because of tolerance. Like, oh, well, we don't like Addison because she is like mainstream. Like, she's so successful and other people deserve success. Once again, I agree. I do think like Addison is so famous partly because of like white privilege. Of course, like there's so much nuance to this conversation. I still don't care. Like, that doesn't mean that you need to comment these things to her. That doesn't mean like you're really like, people really think they're doing something when they comment those things, and they aren't. They're just like making the comment section a really toxic place.
Right.
Whether Addison sees it or not, other people see it, and other people think that that's an okay way to speak to someone. Mm-hmm. So when people are like, oh, well, she's a celebrity, da da da, I'm like, no. It's kind of like when, I forget who it was, but someone, there was a celebrity recently who either was like having suicidal like ideation. There was something. And it was Meghan Markle. And people were saying like, I don't believe her. I don't believe that she was suicidal. And someone tweeted this thing and it was like really poignant. And then people were like making jokes about it, but whatever. It was really poignant. It's like, Meghan Markle might not see that you're saying she wasn't suicidal, but like, maybe your friends who were suicidal will
see it. Sophie Turner posted that, or maybe it was a repost. It was like
a popular thing.
Yeah, popular thing. But it was like, your suicidal friends, like, they see it.
Right.
They see you doing this. And what does that say about like how you feel about people who are suicidal?
Right. You don't believe them. Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I recently learned this thing in, again, my faith, but I think it like applies here. I actually learned this last night. I was with a couple people last night, and we were talking about, I was actually venting to this one girl about like my journey and my spiritual growth. And I was kind of saying like, you know, I feel like I should be doing more. I feel guilty that I'm not like doing this. I'm not doing that. And she said something so profound. She was like, you can either take, she was like, there are two routes you can take. You can take the route of always thinking about the negatives. I need to stop doing this. I need to stop doing that. I need to stop using my phone on Shabbat. I need to, the restrictions and the negative. Or you can fill your life with so much positivity that suddenly you're making so much room for the positive that the other things just start to fade away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you start to grow. Like, she's like, if you want to grow in your Judaism, like, you just keep doing positive things that make you happy and fulfill you without telling yourself, I can't do this, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And suddenly you don't want to do the other things. And so it really, like, this reminded me, like, if we want to uplift TikTokers of color, Let's flood their pages with positive comments. Let's make them famous.
Right.
Let's give them the recognition they deserve. Let's give them the credit. Let's, you know what I mean? It's like, 100%. Let's uplift voices. Why are you wasting all of your energy posting negative comments on someone else's page?
Agreed.
You're just wasting your time. Like, instead of telling Addison she doesn't deserve to be famous and someone else deserves it more, go to that person's page and make them famous.
Yeah.
With this energy. It's just so much more positive. And like, it just reminded me of what I was talking about last night, because I feel like in this society, especially on TikTok, it's just everyone's focused on the negative. Like, you stole this dance from this creator. Go hype up the creator.
Right.
Go give them the credit. Like, it's unbelievable. And then that creator is like still not getting the recognition.
Right.
Because everyone's too focused on commenting on Addison's page.
Totally. Totally. People are more focused on like finding something wrong that Addison did as opposed and using like the TikToker as a guise to like get that message across, instead of going to that person and being like, let's make this person famous. Let's hype this person up. I completely agree. I think that's such a good like point about, and this is, I have a good other example, and a lot of people are not going to agree with me on this.
Ooh.
Controversial. Demi Lovato a few weeks ago made headlines by being pretty like nasty, I think, to this like yogurt shop. And what I did like about that was it really jump started this conversation around like triggers. And I think it shifted the conversation in a way that I've always been hoping that happened in mental health, because I feel like there's been this consistent movement toward protecting people as opposed to vulnerability. Like, by the way, everyone should read Brené Brown's book. I forget. Daring Greatly, whatever. Brené Brown, like, read her. There's so much power in making yourself vulnerable and exposing yourself to the things that you fear, as opposed to, and we've talked about this before, I've talked about this before, I'm an advocate for letting people decide when they want to do that. Like, so trigger warnings are important, because you shouldn't be, if it's in your power to warn people about things that might, you know, be traumatic for them, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think at the same time, good therapists will tell you, like, you need to shift your own thinking, as opposed to thinking that the world around you is going to change for you. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell you when you have an eating disorder. Demi had an eating disorder. I had an eating disorder. It's good to be an activist and be against diet culture. Of course. Like, I appreciate that, but you can't like use your entitlement and privilege to think that the world is going to change. And it started a conversation that was important about like, okay, we care about this person's mental health, but like, anyway, my controversial point is, I don't think that she should have gotten the heat that she did for that. Mm. I think that, and this is like really where I want people to listen carefully, I completely disagreed with what she did. I thought that what she did was like trying to cancel a business, and I don't like that at all. Mm-hmm. And if this had gone the other way and people had torn down the yogurt thing, I would have been extremely critical of her. I still wouldn't have wanted to cancel her. But my point is, two wrongs do not make a right.
Yeah.
And people were DMing me. I spoke about it on Instagram, and people were DMing me like, well, don't you think what Demi was doing was like trying to cancel the business? And I said, of course. Like, I'm not saying that what she did was wrong. And the good
thing
wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
The good thing is that people then went to the yogurt company's page. People have been going there nonstop, supporting them. And like, that was such a good
outcome.
But I still
think, sorry, I'm not like putting words in your mouth.
No, you're right. It was such a good outcome. And people forgot for 5 days that Demi Lovato has overdosed, that she has serious, serious mental health problems. And, you know, do I think Demi needs to maybe like consult her team a little bit more before she does these things? Because this isn't the first time.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I don't care. I don't think that anybody deserves this sort of criticism. Unfortunately, that's the business that she's in. She opened herself up to that. I'm not saying she shouldn't have taken accountability, but I just, this is how strongly I feel about this. It's like, I don't think that anybody deserves to get the thing. People were like, I'm done with her, never liked her, always done with her, this is her seventh documentary, like she's like, you know, saying horrible things about her.
Yeah.
And I just don't agree with it.
I agree with you. I like, maybe she did something not great, and I mean, even if it was like bad, like she did something bad, and it wasn't a smart decision, but she still doesn't deserve all of it's like people aren't even commenting on what happened anymore.
Right.
If you want to flood her comments and say, I disagree with what you did, that's one thing. it's like they take it, and I think you said this earlier, they just run with it. Right. They're like, ah, yes, now an opportunity to talk about how I hated her fifth album.
Right.
And totally. Like, she's a horrible singer and she cracked at that one Grammy. Right. And now she deserves to die. Like, okay.
Right.
Like, can we talk about the issue at hand? Because that we can talk about.
Right.
But like, what's with all, it's like people just jump on the opportunity to bring up every single thing that artist has or that person has ever done wrong or ever said wrong. And I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. We're so hard on people. And I know a lot of these like celebrities have privilege and they are rich and they live these luxurious lives, and sometimes they don't think before they do things. 100%. And like, it's sometimes you look at these celebrities and you're like, how did this pass through? Like, how did this happen? Like, this is so stupid. Or like, why would you do that? That's so dumb. But like, it still doesn't deserve, they still don't deserve the horrible impact that social media has. A horrible, like, okay, social media impacts everyone, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
But like, celebrities have it really bad, like really bad. And it's like the more famous you are, the harder it gets for you. And I'm not sitting here being like, oh, poor them, because like they're crying in their like mansions and I'm crying in my apartment.
Yeah.
But I still feel like people just forget. We dehumanize celebrities so often, which you said earlier. And like, it just makes me sad. I think that like people, this is going to sound really cheesy, but like people like Michael Phelps and Carson Daly like really led the way. Michael Phelps was like one of the first male athletes and men in general.
Yeah.
To be like, I go to therapy.
Yeah. Trailblazer. Now he's the spokesperson for, well, we won't say that because it's like Talkspace weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. Big. Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other, I mean, Demi too.
She
can be very, very problematic, but she was one of the first people to like open up about that. And she continuously does. It pains me to say this, but Kendall Jenner has talked about her anxiety. And I will say, she is very hard for me to relate to. Like she really, like when she did like the
freaking Pepsi.
The Pepsi. And what's the other thing that she did? What's the acne medication?
Proactive.
That was like embarrassing. But I remember, I was watching, as one does, I was watching old episodes of Kardashians, and she really has it bad. Like she would have like sleep paralysis, and she would be, of course, on her private plane, like to France, being a model and freaking out, like having to have her mom come get her, whatever. We've talked about this so many times. Like, of course, her circumstances are different and it's important to keep them into perspective. But like, anxiety is anxiety, and if it's physical, like it doesn't discriminate based on like how wealthy you are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do appreciate people like her talking about it. There's so many other people, like Lizzo is big body positivity, big like self-love. And she also is like big, talks about her mental health a lot too. Like how she's very open about how TikTok can like really be detrimental to her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also become like trendy for people to talk about mental health.
Right.
And
it's so interesting because when we started this podcast, it was kind of like,
right.
People aren't really talking about this. I mean, they were starting to, but, this is a whole other topic of conversation, but like, I still think that people find it like cute to talk about mental health.
Totally.
Until it gets like, real.
I mean, that's the conversation we're having.
Yeah.
It's cute to talk about it, but then like you start like bullying someone and you're like, oh, well, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
No, like mental health applies to everyone.
Right.
Especially my worst mental health is always when I feel like I've done something wrong. Like I've never like been bullied or like never been made a victim, but I am a person who feels like immense shame. So I guess I'm just trying to say like people, a lot of the time people who do things that are wrong and make mistakes, like have really bad mental health in those scenarios. They're not like sitting in there. I mean, some are, but you know, I don't think when Olivia Jade, like everything happened with her, I don't think she was sitting in her apartment being like, I don't care about anything.
Right,
like,
right.
I think it was really, really difficult for her. And she probably felt a lot of shame, plus the shame of the whole world against her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I, you know, Carson Daly, right?
Yes.
How he like, he talks about like how he went to therapy and how he was super, he like was depressed at one point. And like, I respect the people who are in the public eye and they openly talk about these things, especially like when it's not quote unquote cute. Like,
right.
I think that sometimes people might think that we are talking about like trivial things, but like I think that we struggle with our own mental health more than like people might realize.
Yeah.
And it really can be like debilitating, and it really can be paralyzing almost. And yeah, it's like we've worked so hard on it, and that's why we're able to talk about it like kind of casually, because it's been at the forefront of our minds for so long. But I just respect celebrities who are like, I went through this and it was extremely difficult and I made it out on the other side. And like, I think that I watched a video of Carson Daly talking about how he like was depressed, and it was at a time when like people didn't speak about depression. And I just was like, wow, that must've been like really scary, because he wasn't like, yeah, like I have anxiety, because I think people have an easier time digesting that. But when you tell someone I was depressed and I was like at like an outpatient or whatever it was, like I was in therapy or I was in, you know, I was seeing a therapist 3 times a week even, or right, like whatever, people suddenly they're like, whoa, right, I don't know what to say anymore. And I think that's scary, because you're opening yourself up to even more judgment when it's already like scary enough to, you know, I don't know. That was kind of a ramble, but.
No, I think it makes sense that there's this sort of like dichotomy now of like celebrities using anxiety as a buzzword,
yeah,
which I dislike. And then celebrities who are being, or like influencers who are being open, and people give them criticism either way. It's like,
yeah,
you put yourself out there and like express how you're feeling, and people are like, she's just doing that like for right, sympathy, but you don't. And then they're like, well, she is perfect and we need to like cancel her.
Exactly.
So I guess bottom line is, delete your social media for a couple days if you can, or like set limits on it. Stop being an asshole in comments if that's you. I don't think it's any of you, but if you see someone you know doing it, call their mom. Like,
say something.
What the hell?
If you see something, say something.
I always think, like, where are these people's parents? Like, yeah, do they not follow them on Instagram? Like, what's going on here? And you know what? I will say, these people are suffering. That's all I've learned. Is I really do feel sad for the people who are doing this, because this isn't like, this doesn't, because if someone feels good, you're having a great life, you feel good, you don't go to someone's Instagram and write negative, nasty things.
Or like DM them and say, like, take your life.
Truly. So remember that too. Like, don't, just because we're saying we don't understand this, we don't like this culture, that doesn't give you an open invitation mm-hmm. to then like do the same thing they're doing. Like,
right,
stop the cycle.
Right. And like, we, as much as we don't agree with what they're doing, like, we also have had many conversations amongst the two of us of like why they're doing it, and
right,
like trying to find empathy for those people.
Of course. Yeah. That's how you get to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
Also, if you're listening to this and you've ever gotten like a nasty DM or comment or whatever, just know that you are not alone.
Yeah.
Been there, and try and know how hard it is to remember, like, you know, does this person on social media know you? Like, I think it's okay to be upset or worked up. Well, it's okay to be upset when someone DMs you. I'm just saying, I think you should put more stake in the people who know you in real life, and disappointing them is tough, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, it's so funny to me that, not funny, but like, it's interesting to see who's like kind of hopping on the mental health train right now. Like, even Josh Richards, who I was talking about before, I just noticed the other day on Twitter, he was like, I'm teaming up with this brand to like, for mental health awareness. And I was like, that's great. That's a beautiful thing that we're talking about it more openly. I mean, that's the whole point of this podcast.
Right.
But like, it sometimes is interesting to see like who's quick to hop on the mental health. Like, I'm doing mental health awareness, when it's like, they've never spoken about it before. And like, I hope it doesn't just become a trend that comes and goes. I hope that this is like, people are actually invested in doing the work, in listening to people talk about their mental health, and giving and holding space for people to talk about their mental health without judgment, without, you know, like, we both want to remove the stigma, but there's kind of a difference between removing the stigma and like actually having real conversations, and then just like throwing the word mental health around,
yeah,
and making it like, so like, hee hee, mental health. And so I don't know, I'm not saying Josh Richards like did anything wrong, but I'm interested like what he's doing with them,
right,
about mental health. Like, what's the work that's going into this?
Right.
You know?
Definitely. I had something else to say. I don't remember. Okay. So.
All right. Well, that was interesting.
Very. I'm so, I am excited about this episode. I think that this was, it just rolls off your tongue. Like when you're talking about these things.
So true.
I could go on for hours.
Same.
So yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. And we hope that you are taking care of yourself. You're taking care of your mental health. Take what you need. I always say that in my yoga classes. Take what you need. Listen to what your mind is saying. If your mind is saying, I need to get off Instagram, just, you know, hit the delete button. Sometimes I hide my Instagram in all of my apps so that I can't find it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And then I force myself not to look for it.
What helped was me telling everyone that I was going off Instagram, because I was like, right, I can't be that person that goes back on Chrissy Teigen. But really, I was like, I'm telling everyone I'm leaving. And whether that's like the best strategy or not, it has worked, because like I'm not going back on until like at least tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. You want to tell people where they can find us?
Oh, yes. I almost forgot. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at It's Fine, I'm Fine Pod, on Twitter at It's Fine, I'm Fine PD. You can follow me on Instagram at Liz Height. And how about you, Sarah? Where can people find you?
You can follow me at Sarah L. Sassone. That's unlike Nancy. I'm actually private right now. I did that for my mental health.
Same.
But feel free to request. I mean, I'll check you out. I'm just kidding. I'm here for you if you need me. So, and then that's my username on Twitter. I don't really tweet, but Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Yeah. And with that, it's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Bye. Bye.